Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you, I praise you, I thank you. I'm so grateful for this magnificent day that you have made. And I ask you to bless the Word of God as it goes out today, as we talk about your mighty Word and the wonderful things you can do. And Lord, I praise you and thank you. Thank you for the privilege to teach your Word on the radio. And I'm so grateful. Now bless it to the people in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. This week we're continuing to talk about the cross. Last week we talked about the cross and what it means to nail yourself on the cross and to stay there, and what it means to come down from the cross, because the only place that you're truly safe on this earth is that part of you that you have crucified or placed on the cross. That's where Satan was defeated, when Jesus placed himself on the cross. And they tried everything to get him to come down, but he would not. Now then, I'm going to tell you that the only real place of victory is the cross. And yet, right here is the secret of victory. And most of us miss this. And it's not a past experience. It's but a present, day-by-day yielding to the cross. There is only one place of power over Satan, and that is while you're on the cross. Now, it was on the cross and by the cross that Christ himself overcame Satan. The cross was Satan's undoing, and that is the only place where Satan is ever defeated. The only time that Satan cannot touch us is when we are up on the cross, when we have crucified the flesh constantly and daily. Now, the only part of our nature that Satan himself, through his demons, cannot touch is that part of you which has been crucified and remains on the cross. Now, if you will look back on your own life, more than likely the only time that you will have been defeated was when you came down from the cross. And of course, I hate to say this about a lot of people that I know in the church, but I know it was true in my case. I mean, most of my life, I never put myself on the cross. I didn't even try to crucify myself. I just done what I wanted to do. And I lived, as far as a spiritual life, completely defeated. But then I began to learn these magnificent things. And as you have always been defeated, when you were induced to come down from the cross, if you had been on the cross, but if you had learned this secret, and I have now learned this truth, where the victory is, but for many, many years I didn't know. Now then, if Satan himself could have seduced Christ to come down from the cross, he would have overcome Christ. And, you know, I can still remember whenever the Pharisees and Sadducees were trying to get Jesus to come down from the cross, and everybody was railing at him and telling him, if you really are the Christ, come down from the cross and we will believe you. Well, back in those days, years ago, I had no knowledge whatsoever of what the Lord was really doing on that cross. I didn't realize that if he came down from that cross, that I would be eternally lost. But I just wanted him so bad, especially when I would see a movie about this, but even when I would read the scriptures, I'd think, Lord, why didn't you come down from that cross and prove to them who you was? But now I realize that if he had have done that, I would have been eternally damned. And I am so grateful that the King did not come down from the cross, but he stayed there even unto death. And therefore, by doing that and staying on the cross, he defeated the enemy, Satan, for me. Now, Satan always overcomes you and me when we do come down from the cross. Now, if Satan can get us to come down from the cross, he has us in his own power. And if there's any place I do not want to be, I do not want to be in the power of the enemy. Because Satan comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But today he has deceived the church so bad. I know he did me the first 45 years of my life. I had absolutely no knowledge of who I was as a Christian or what I could do in the name of Jesus. I just had no knowledge. But he defeated me. Now, but praise the Lord, I'm learning now. But I've come to realize that he cannot touch me while I remain, or if you too remain upon the cross. In other words, if you will crucify your flesh daily, like the Word of God says, Satan cannot touch you or me, either one. And that was where Satan was defeated. Now, the cross is his, Satan's, undoing. He can have no power over you or me while we are upon the cross. But we are overcome when we come down from the cross. And we continue to be defeated until we go back upon the cross. Now, the cross is our only place of safety. It is the only place where we have power over all the power of the enemy. Now, if we die to self, crucify ourselves daily, like the Word of God says, and the easy, simple way for me to explain that to you, it is to walk holy before God. When you walk holy before God and you do not sin, then you're staying on the cross. Now, it took me a lot of years to learn what 1 John 5:18 says. Now that I see these things in God's Word, all over the Word of God, the Lord is telling me, do not sin. Be holy. Walk in obedience to my word, to His Word. Do not sin. I realize now that I am the righteousness of God in Christ, because 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells me that by what Jesus did for you and I on the cross, we have become the righteousness of God in Christ. So by becoming the righteousness of God in Christ, we need to stop sinning. It is within our power by the Holy Spirit, as our steps are ordered of the Lord. It is possible for you and me to walk in virtually no sin. We're not just old blatant unworthy sinners anymore. Sure, there may be times when we make mistakes. But when we do, immediately let's come to the Lord and confess that is sin and walk holy before the Lord. Because in 1 John 5:18, the Word of God declares. In other words, what he's trying to say here in 1 John 5:18, if you will keep yourself on the cross, if you will stay there, the evil one cannot touch you while you're there. But the way the Scripture reads is, my children, the children of God, do not sin. They keep themselves from evil, and the evil one cannot touch you. So what he's trying to say there, if you and I, as sons and daughters of the King of the universe, if we will walk holy before him and do what he says, then Satan, the one that comes to kill, steal, and to destroy, to put sickness and disease and all those bad things upon us, will absolutely not be allowed to touch us. So therefore, you don't have to be sick anymore. But I realize this is a point that most Christians absolutely do not even think like this. I can talk to people in the church, do you believe that you have to be sick? And most of them will say, of course, everybody gets sick. But that's not true. Now, I used to believe that lie from the devil, but I don't anymore. Because since I've learned these truths, in the last 20 years of my life, I have had absolutely no sickness and disease. And praise God, I'm not going to have any more sickness and disease because I'm going to walk in obedience to God's Word. Now, the cross, like I said, is our only place of safety. It is the only place where we have been given complete power or all power over the enemy and he has to be subject to you and me. Now, if you and I are not living in sin, we've given no place to the devil. Now then, not knowing this, many of us who have had a definite filling of the Spirit of the living God have not known how to use the cross as a weapon against the devil. What we do is we come down from the cross, we take things into our own hands, we follow our own judgments, we fall into self-pity or into self-justification, we fall into resentment and other forms of self-defense, and we suffer defeat all the time, and we will suffer that defeat until we give it all up and agree to go back to the cross. Now, we shall find constant victory when we learn to stay on the cross. Now then, if you will absolutely take yourself, you will crucify your old man, and you will not walk in the flesh. You'll not. When people make fun of you or they say things about you, don't let it bother you. Stay on the cross. Don't return evil for evil. Don't let any guile or any deceit be in your mouth. Do exactly what Jesus said. Now, in 1 Peter 2, 21 through 24, the Lord says, "And this is the example that I have left for you to follow. In me, Jesus, there was no sin." So if Jesus left that example for you and me to follow, then our goal as Christians should be absolutely zero sin. Now, of course, in Romans chapter 6 and 7, Paul was very clear in there several times. He said, "Should I continue in sin so that grace may abound?" And his answer was, "God forbid." In other words, what that means is no, absolutely no, you and I are not to sin. So, if we will walk holy before God in obedience to His Word, then we have full power over the enemy. And when the enemy tries to come to your house, if he tries to put some kind of sickness and disease upon you, and he'll come by and try it anyway, don't receive it. Command him to leave you in the name of Jesus and demand that sickness go away, because Jesus bore your sickness and removed your disease on the cross. So you do not have to put up with the enemy. Praise the Lord Jesus. I invite you to call me for tapes and outlines. You can reach us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can listen to our radio shows now on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there under free, you can listen to our radio shows. Also, we invite you to our church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. And we also have a healing school there the second Saturday of every month at 1 p.m. So come worship the Lord with us.